Rach, you received a crazy high water bill.
Yeah, $900. It seems that I'm not alone, though. There was a few people that said they'd received really high water bills this morning.
We got a water bill for about $700.
So usually ours is always around $200, $220, and it was $650 this time.
What's going on? Hey, what is going on? To hopefully help settle this water bill situation, we've got Jason on the line, the Director of Engineering and Commercial Infrastructure at the Council. Jason, what is going on with everyone's water bills this time around?
Happy to, Rach. I think we need to take into a few things when we look at it. So, you know, it's a 6 month water bill, and was from September, say, to March. And what we've done is had a look at the water use probably in that period from September to December. And looking at the rainfall, we've had one of the driest periods we've had in the last 20 years. So, you know, between August and November, we only had 13 mils, and the first time in like 20 years where November's had no rain. And then we didn't actually have any real rainfall till after Christmas. So then if you look at the billing period, September to sort of up to Christmas, we only had 23 mils of rain. So what we find is lots of people have really high water use leading up to that dry period where they're watering lawns, watering gardens. We get the rainfall, then the demand and sort of drops down and people start using less water. So that's why we push the My H2O product, where you can obviously monitor your water daily and have a look at it. So it's always hard when you get a bill 6 months or eight months after you've actually started using the water to actually record what your water usage actually looks like.
So myself included, and a few of the other people that we've spoken to earlier this morning have said that their bill was like $900. Like, surely that's not right.
So the other thing is the way that we actually have the pricing structure. So we basically have two charges, so up to 150 kilolitres at $1.83, and that's sort of a threshold we sit as in the average usage for a family. If you go above that, your water price goes up to $2.72, so it nearly goes up by 90 cents a kilolitre. Right, so if you use 150 kilolitres, you jump into the second threshold. So if you go up in your water use, you're going to see a price increase on your bill because you go to a higher tariff as well.
Right, okay.
So it's like it used to be with phones with data usage. You could have like 6 gigabytes, and then as soon as you went over, you'd get charged like $10 a megabyte or something.
You really need to be a MyH2O. We're one of the only councils in Australia that provides that service where you can get daily water usage and have a look at it the next day and understand what your usage is at.
No worries. All right. Well, Jason, thank you so much for your time this morning.
No worries. Appreciate it.
I'm still not like fully convinced that I've spent $900 on water. I'm gonna go onto the website and do this MyH2O thing and see what I can investigate on.
Good luck.
Yeah.
The woman who's not great with maths, looking at a whole bunch of figures and graphs.
Thanks, Sam, for the enthusiasm.